Number one for the Scottish Borders in North Northumberland, this is Radio Borders. I'm Ian and welcome to the Home Run. I've managed to track down Cheryl, Jay, Mike and Bobby. They're currently on the road, formerly of Bucks Fizz. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, Ian.
The first question, I suppose, really has to be, it's been so long since you've been touring in Scotland. What's kept you?
I don't know, really. I mean, we haven't toured at all for years and years. So, and there is only the one gig in Scotland, which is a great shame. But hopefully, next year's our 35th anniversary, so perhaps there'll be another tour and it'll be more, we'll come further afield and do more in Scotland.
You just mentioned there your 30th anniversary. How does it feel sort of looking back now that it's 30 years pretty much since we all remember you being on the Eurovision stage? How does it feel sort of looking back on that?
It feels like it happened yesterday, especially when we perform, because we're doing all the songs that, you know, that were hits for us, and it's great. I love it. We have a great time. We've got Bobby McVeigh in the band now, which is a joy, because he just sits in like he should have been there from day one, and we just have a great time. All the pressure is off that we had in the early days, because we were always basically promoting the latest single or album. We're not doing that now. We're just going out to have a great time, and it's just nostalgia. And people come to see us because it just reminds them of the 80s and what a lot of fun we had, and we still do. I wouldn't ever have dreamt that we would still be, you know, ripping the skirts off now, despite the age thing. It's just so many years on. You know, I'd have thought that my life would have changed, and it's wonderful that we're still doing the same as we did all those years ago.
Do you ever regret having the skirts ripped off?
No, listen, I think without the skirts ripping off, we wouldn't have won the Eurovision. I think it was probably the first ever gimmick of the Eurovision Song Contest, and it worked wonders. And ever since then, generally speaking, if you look at Eurovision winners, it's the ones with the gimmicks that people remember and vote for. Look at last year, a man with a beard.
Yeah, you couldn't make that stuff up, could you?
I really believe it, though. I think that without the skirt ripping, we wouldn't have won. We only won by 4 points, you know. So, thank goodness for Velcro.
Your tour that you're in the middle of right now, it seems to be a really grueling tour. You've got, what, 70-odd nights right across the UK?
UK and Europe, yeah.
And Europe, yeah. And you're coming to Kelso this weekend. What kind of things can we expect in the show?
Well, like I said, it's nostalgia. So we have a lot of changes of costume, and we have a back projection showing videos, you know, like the old videos that we made at the time, or relevant videos to go with the songs. And it's just, forget, you know, what date it is today. Go back to 1981, 82, 83, you know, all the last top 10 single that we had was 1986 with New Beginning. And it just takes you there. And even if you weren't born in that era, it's still just a really fun show. Very colourful. All the routines are there. We still rip the skirts off. So it's just a really good, fun, happy gig. I absolutely love it. Last night in our show, there was a young fella. He must be 21, 22. He was right at the front. He knows all the words because his mum was a fan back in the day. And he had the broadest grin on his face throughout the show. And it just fills me with joy. It really does.
It's a really nice thing to be able to do that, and at the same time take people back to a time when there was no kids, there was no mortgage, and we went out four nights of the weekend.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there.
From all your back catalogue, what's your favourite song to do on stage?
There's quite a few of them, but I suppose the one that really gets everyone going is The Land of Make-Believe, because that was our biggest selling single in the UK, even more so than Making Your Mind Up. And so, and that comes at the end of the show. So Land of Make-Believe and Making Your Mind Up I just love, because everybody is up on their feet dancing and singing by that time. So probably those, but there's other highlights for me, you know, like Now Those Days Are Gone, the vocals that and the harmonies that we do, and there's lots of the album tracks. We do some album tracks that we haven't done for decades, and it's really nice to, for our sake, to go back over over those tracks. And, you know, so it's the whole show is a highlight for me, in all honesty.
Well, listen, we can't wait. We as a radio station are coming down on Saturday night to come and do our nostalgia thing and relive the 80s again, because we all remember it first time round. So give our love to Jay, Mike, Bobby and yourself. Thanks for taking the time out to have a little chat with us.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you. Looking forward to it.